From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, March 25th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how chemicals used in food packaging may be harming brain development in babies and children. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The State Department of Labor and the Illinois AFL-CIO, which represents nearly 900,000 workers, support the measure.
You don't want to have your kid working in that environment. You want your kid focused on whether it's their schooling or, you know, having them focused on whether it's playing with their friends and doing it relatively safely.
The State Department of Labor and the Illinois AFL-CIO, which represents nearly 900,000 workers, support the measure. Governor J.B. Pritzker is touting Illinois as the best place in the nation to make and distribute cleaner fuel for airplanes. In a keynote address at the inaugural Sustainable Aviation Fuel Conference in Chicago, he said there are already tens of thousands of people working in biofuels here. That, plus the state's existing resources, make it an ideal place to expand the growing industry.
We are the nation's number one producer of soybeans, number two producer of corn. We're responsible for 90% of the U.S. oilseed production, which leaves us with a wealth of feedstock supply.
Illinois now also offers a $1.50 per gallon tax credit to airlines who purchase sustainable fuel in the state. Pritzker says helping airlines fly cleaner will also help Illinois achieve its long-term climate goals. Advocates for children with severe disabilities are at odds over how Illinois should fund special education day schools. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Public school districts can place students with special needs in day schools. These are separate facilities for kids who can't learn in a general school setting. The district pays for the students' tuition at these schools and are then eligible for state reimbursement if the kids are in private day schools, but not public ones. State Senator Meg Loughran-Capel's bill would change that.
With this bill, the focus is on the needs of the students and not how a district is going to be reimbursed for that placement.
Opponents say there isn't enough state money to go around, and districts would only get partial reimbursement at most day schools as a result. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Fighting Illini women's basketball team defeated Stony Brook in the second round of the Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament 79-62. IPM News reporter Colin Hyslope has more.
Illinois junior guard Adelai McKenzie led the team in scoring with 28 points in the 17-point win. After winning their first two WBIT matchups at home, Illinois will travel to Oklahoma next to play the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes in the quarterfinals. Illinois head coach Shauna Green spoke after the game about the importance of pace.
I told these guys that's the best pace we've had in a long time. We were really getting up and playing at the tempo that, you know, we want to play at, but that was a direct result from our defense and our rebounding. So just really, really proud of our overall team effort.
Illinois and Tulsa tip off on Thursday, March 28th at 6:30 p.m. I'm Colin Hyslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how chemicals used in food packaging may be harming brain development in babies and children. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
New on Masterpiece is a three-part miniseries based on the life of 1960s actress and television presenter Nolly Gordon. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Gordon, who was beloved by viewers and admired by her co-stars, but who was a thorn in the side of some directors. When she's unexpectedly fired at the height of her career, Nolly and her fans refuse to be silent. This series explores how the establishment turns on women who refuse to conform. Members can watch all three episodes now with WILL Passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Chemicals and other environmental factors can affect brain development in babies and small children. That's what iKids, a research study at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, is continuing to find through its analysis of hundreds of pregnant people and their children. iKids director Susan Shantz says the U of I study began almost 10 years ago and recently became part of a national study known as ECHO.
The goal for ECHO is to enroll eventually 60,000 children across the country and in Puerto Rico and follow their health from birth through age 21 to see how environmental factors during the prenatal and early postnatal period affects their development.
Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb spoke with Professor Shantz about what her research team has learned so far and what's next.
The focus for our iKids study here has always been on chemicals that are in consumer products that we use every day around our homes. One class is called phthalates, which are used in some types of plastics and also in a lot of personal care products, especially things that have a fragrance. Phenols, which is a whole class of chemicals. Some of them are used in plastics and some are used in makeup and personal care products and other household products. PFAS, which you've probably heard of, referred to as forever chemicals. They're used in nonstick coating in pans. They're used in as a fire retardant. And so we're looking at prenatal exposure to these different types of chemicals that we come across and are exposed to in our daily lives and how those affect neurodevelopment in children. But we're also interested in other factors like maternal stress and if that can interact with chemical exposure. And then also positive things like a healthy diet and whether they could help to mitigate exposure to chemicals during pregnancy.
What have you learned through the study so far?
We found that phthalates delayed the development of physical reasoning in babies. And then we had another test that we did in slightly older babies, and we found that phthalates were associated with slower information processing speed. Both of those effects were more prominent in male infants than female infants.
How do you think these findings will make a difference on improving the health outcomes for mothers and their kids?
One thing that is under consideration right now at the FDA is whether phthalates should be banned in food contact materials. Lots of foods are packaged in plastics that contain phthalates, or they're processed in containers in industry that contain phthalates. So phthalates can get into our food. Hopefully, research that we're doing that shows that there are impacts for child development with these will help push the FDA towards making the right decision and banning phthalates in food contact materials.
If you find a correlation between, for example, high levels of a certain chemical in the mother's body during pregnancy and then an outcome like low birth weight or slower language development, how do you know whether that is correlation or causation?
In human studies, it's very difficult to prove causation. We try to design our studies to look at as many potential confounding variables as possible. So we collect data on lots of extra things. Like we ask moms, for example, if they smoked or drank any alcohol during their pregnancy, if they took any medications during their pregnancy, what they were. We ask about their diet during their pregnancy. We get information from their medical records about their health. So we try to control for all of the variables that we are aware of that could have an impact. And so we include them as covariates in our analysis so we can look at the effect of the chemical after controlling for the potential impact of all those other variables. But it's never perfect. We never know for sure what all those potential confounding variables are, and we never have data on everything. We are looking at associations. We're not looking at causation.
You received funding for 7 additional years of research. Why is this significant to the iKids study?
Well, because it's going to allow us to recruit these additional 600 women. And also because we're shifting our focus. We found in the first period of recruitment, most of the women that enrolled in the study were white, college educated, pretty high income. So they didn't have a lot of other risk factors. Low income women and women of color are really underrepresented in research studies. So our focus this time is to try to recruit low-income women who may be at higher risk just because of all the other stressors in their lives. And the other thing is that we'll continue to follow children as they move through early childhood, middle childhood, into adolescence and see what the long-term impacts of those early exposures are.
That was iKids Director Susan Shantz speaking with Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb. And finally, in your forecast, there's a wind advisory in effect from 8 a.m. this morning until midnight tonight. Southeast winds 20 to 30 miles per hour could gust over 45 miles per hour. Counties included are Champaign, Coles, DeWitt, Douglas, Macon, Piatt, Sangamon, and Vermilion. Winds this strong could make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down, and a few power outages may result. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says otherwise, today will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 64 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Colin Highslope, and Madison Holcomb. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.